Totally naked girl on me, embarrassing moments. Dear Hamza, in this post, I'm seeking advice and mostly I need to speak about this, otherwise I'm going to implode. This is very embarrassing and I don't know who I can talk to about this. That's why I'm here. Short story about me. I was a Jeffrey. I'm 18 years old, German, virgin. I was overweight, antisocial, disgusting. Everything that makes an extreme Jeffrey. Extreme. My self-image was and still like that too. I'm on self-improvement for more than a year. The last month, I was in a pretty big rut, not doing YouTube anymore, jerking off almost every 2 days, being a Jeffrey. That's why I went to this party, but that's another story. I was at a very good friend's birthday party, and I was wondering the whole time what I was doing there, even though I had very interesting quality conversations with some people. 1 hour goes by and I want to leave from this degenerate party. There were a lot of men and three girls, and one was there with her boyfriend. The other had a boyfriend and was fat, and the other was pretty, which is why I didn't leave. Important point, I'm a virgin. I had good stuff with girls, but never had sex. It was about 2 o'clock until almost everyone left and I had more and more contact with the pretty girl. So there were only my friend, two girls, off of which one had a boyfriend and one is fat, and me. They were pretty drunk. I drank not so much, and being almost sober, my friend and the one girl secretly went into the kitchen and kissed. When the other girl found out, her best friend, she went crazy because her friend still has a boyfriend, and it went all like that all the evening. At the end, he fucked her and I pretty much lost hope over the pretty girl because the situation was pretty fucked and weird. Because of my lack of experience with girls, I thought it was over and got mixed signals. So wait, so your friend fucked the pretty girl and the fat one with a boyfriend shouted at her. Okay. We had 7 a.m. in the meantime. In the end, it was pretty clear. I was with her with two mattresses in the boiling room because there were no more rooms. We kissed for a long time and talked really well and learned about each other. Until she had nothing. God, bro, this is just, that just made me cringe, man. Like here's this, basically this hoe, and you're there like, yes, so, you know, I've been on self-improvement for, just fuck, bro. Until she had nothing on but socks and was laying on top of him. She was very horny and wet. Is this the girl that your friend just fucked? That might be his cum, bro. I was very overwhelmed by the situation since I'm a virgin and not horny. Apart from the fact that I have a small pee-pee, was it twice as small as usual? She didn't notice that. She didn't want to make the first move and she didn't touch me down there. I really enjoyed the time with her. It was cute, but that was it. We did not fuck. I couldn't fuck her. I don't know if it was because I was too excited, I was embarrassed, if it was something mental, if I was too tired, if I jerked off too often lately. I don't know. I'm seeking help. Anyone else had a problem like this? I'm not fucking 60 having erectile dysfunction. What should I do? What should I do with the girl? I think she is not wife material, but my Jeffrey brain still convinces me to like that girl. What should I do with my friend? Why do I feel like shit? How do I stop thinking about this? Thanks for reading. Okay, so I'll read out the comments and I'll give you my advice because I've been in the genuinely exact same situation, just apart from the fact that my friend didn't fuck the girl, but I've had like a, when I was a virgin, I had a beautiful girl that I went on a night out with in a nightclub with like a group of friends. I end up going back to her place and we're like cuddling in bed next to a friend and we start kissing and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm feeling like this fucking, like I'm about to get laid and everything. So with a friend sleeping next to me, I say to my girl, like, oh, we should go over to the living room and go there. So she's down. So we go there and she's fully fucking down, right? So I'm lying down. She's grinding on top of me, literally like moving her hips over me and everything. And I had the same thing where I just felt like I couldn't really escalate. And, you know, if my dick was hard, it would have been fine. But like my dick wasn't because, you know, I needed like a bit more relaxation, more stimulation down there. And so I was in this kind of shy mode where I wasn't just going to pull out my floppy dick and I didn't know how to escalate. And so I was like this kind of like just like weird fucking retarded like young man who's fapped too many times where you're just stuck in like, you know, a shallow breathing kind of moment. And yeah, in the end, she started to get a little bit bored. And then I said to her like, oh, maybe we should just stop. And she just instantly, I saw the look of complete boredom in her face. And she said to me, okay, you're okay sleeping out here. Went back into her room, fell asleep, and then I had a crush on her for like 6 months afterwards whilst I was still a virgin. And I kept on like regretting it, thinking about it and everything. And it happens, man. It happens. because you've watched a lot of porn, and because you, when you watch porn, you put yourself in this very like still, shallow, like I don't want to move kind of feeling. You know, all you do is like jerk your hand up and down. You barely even breathe. You don't make noises. You don't move around and get comfortable. You just kind of like stay still. And then when you're actually having sex with a girl, it's like you're not like a primal human being, like a man anymore, taking up space, making noise, pushing her down, getting on top of her. You're just like stuck in boy mode. And it's fucking ruthless what it does to your self-esteem, to your mental health, to your perception of yourself. So I'll tell you the advice that will help you to fix this and make sure it never happens again. Before I tell you that, go scroll down right now on this video, go click subscribe. The more guys who subscribe to this channel, the bigger the channel goes, the better posts that we'll have here that I'll be giving advice for. So go and subscribe right now. I'll read out the comments, then I'll give you my advice. Mika said, hey bro, here's my advice. First of all, I recommend you don't go to these parties anymore, especially since you're on self-improvement and don't even feel like you belong there. It's way better to go to bed early and focus on your self-improvement. That's pretty good advice. You know, if you told me you were at a party and you had a lot of fun, I would have said, yeah, fair enough, awesome. If you told me you're at a party and you were like, you know, you were wondering what you're doing there, you didn't even want to be there, then yeah, I would be telling you like, don't do it. So one of the things is, I'm very like strict with my self-improvements. Like if you saw me, you'd think I'm a psychopath, right? I've been awake for about 2 hours. Look at the time up there. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. I eat super clean. I train really fucking hard, and I'm just relentless with my work, my self-improvement, fitness, everything, right? At the same time, through the last 4 years, I've still done a lot of like social things. I've done a lot of things with girls on dates. I even through like COVID, even through my like monk mode periods, I was always still seeing girls. I was always still going on dates, still sleeping with girls, because that was kind of like my time away from this. Whilst other guys, little Jeffreys, were playing video games for 1 hour a day or watching anime whilst thinking that that's self-improvement, I was going out into the real world and actually like learning to speak to girls and flirting and enjoying myself whilst doing so. So if there's something like that, like say it's a little bit, you know, it is a bad habit, you know, you're staying up late, it can be degenerate, whatever. If that is really fucking fun for you, it's something you can do every now and then. It's like every now and then you can stay up late because you're going to go see a girl. And I think that's absolutely fine, because I'd rather you do that than just fucking sit at home and play video games for 1 hour a day, just coping. That being said, if you don't enjoy the time, like you went to this party and you didn't even enjoy it and you didn't find it fun, then certainly don't be fucking going to more of those parties. I think you will not listen to me, because you'll hope that, you know, something similar happens again, which I guess is the point of a party, is hoping to get laid, right? But at the very least, you want the party to have some kind of enjoyment because your friends are there and it's funny, and maybe like it seems like everyone was drinking, I don't know, but like, you know, you can have enjoyment in your life. Too many people have gotten stuck on the idea of monk mode, and that's why I made it my own protocol to replace monk mode, because monk mode is just retarded in my opinion. It's just stupid. It's like, it's basically, it makes you into like a weirdo. It's good to be extreme on self-improvements, but in my opinion, you need to be doing something social at least once a week, otherwise you turn stupid. And it's so weird that like your success kind of goes down when you're socially weird. So get onto Adonis protocol instead of monk mode, instead of self-improvements. Do Adonis protocol. It's the top link in the description, and I literally fight for you to go out and do something once a week, which is social, next to a girl, a date, some big workout, going on some kind of adventure. Do something social once a week, because otherwise, even whilst you're trying to become successful, it's like you turn into one of these like modern day weirdos who have got nothing, like no personality. All they do is just like wake up, go school, come back, go gym, and then consume content. That's it. It's a boring life, right? And so you need to go and do something fun. So go onto the Adonis protocol, top link in the description. And then you, like, I absolutely think once a week you go out and do something social. Go on a date with a girl, go out with your couple of your friends, save up some money, go to a fancy restaurant, all of you dressing well, and take some pictures. So you've got pictures for like Instagram, business, Tinder, thumbnails on YouTube. Go and do some crazy shit, go on a hike, go on a massive, like David Goggins run, and go run a marathon next weekend. Do something once a week, which adds substance and character. So you did this and you learned a lot, even though this experience was kind of negative. If you didn't go that day and you just stayed at home and read your self-improvement books, you know what's interesting? You actually would have developed less. Think about how weird that is. You went out and you did bad habits. You might have drank alcohol. You stayed up late, right? If you stayed at home and stayed on your sleeping schedule and read your books and journaled and did all the cute self-improvement stuff, you would have actually improved less than if you experienced this, because this is a big moment of improvement, right? You've literally asked for this advice. You're going to be watching this post. You're going to be like, you know, learning from this. It's going to make you aware of your tendencies. And you've learned like this massive lesson that you are so restricted and so scared of being sexual that we need to help you with. So in a weird way, by slacking on your self-improvement just one night a week and staying up late and doing things which, you know, are like a little bit bad habits, like maybe your drink at a party or something, you actually improve more than if you go full Puritan mode and like literally don't go outside at all and everything. So I'm all for, like, especially young guys, go out and actually do something with your fucking life and make sure it's social. None of this bullshit sat at home watching videos and just having a chocolate bar there or something, or just, you know, drinking alcohol sat at home. Or weed or some shit. That's just fucking stupid, right? None of this, just sat at home by yourself playing video games, because you're not improving in any way if you do that. But if you go out to some kind of social event and there's some bullshit like this that happens with a girl, suddenly you're actually making progress because it's a learning moment. You go out to, you know, a group of your guys and some bullshit happens there, you get into an argument with one of them and you're thinking, oh man, why did I even go out? That's a learning experience that you wouldn't have had if you just stayed in the comfort of your own home. So I had an assumption that a lot of the comments you've gotten in this post will be guys saying like, oh, but bro, you know, just like, just stay at home and just be on self-improvement. By all means, 6 days a week, grind self-improvement, perfect bedtime, everything. But one day a week, go out to the party, man. Like, stop being a fucking like self-improvement, like loner. That was never the point of this. I tried to make this clear that, like I've said loads of times, my big period of self-improvement is the last 4 years. I'm telling you right now, this has been the most social I've been in my entire life. This has been the most girls that I've like attracted and spent time with in my entire life. And that's also why I've been able to improve so much. Because like the girl that I was randomly seeing in 2020 and seeing her and sleeping with her and dating, that helped develop me into the man that I became. And you don't have to go and do haram, like degeneracy things, but certainly just go out and experience life at least once a week in some kind of social situation. And you'll actually develop more than you realize. It's way better to go to bed early and focus on your self-improvement. 6 days a week, do that. One day a week, I'd say you can stay up. The fact that your dick couldn't get hard is probably a sign that you have a low testosterone. Nah, completely disagreed, actually. Your dick not getting hard in this situation is nowhere, like, not at all about testosterone. It's completely just about performance anxiety. If, like you've said, okay, you've been masturbating a lot. If your dick can get hard with you just sat there by yourself in the comfort of your own home, then it's not a testosterone physical issue. It's a mental, because this was just quite a crazy experience. I bet you weren't even breathing fully. I bet you took shallow breaths. I bet your body posture was also shit and everything. You were falling in love with the girl and shit. Like, oh, we kissed for a long time and I learned a lot about each other. She's a hoe that you were like trying to fall in love with to make yourself more comfortable just because you feel weird. This was not a testosterone issue. This was just simply like a sort of physiological issue. You just weren't breathing fully. The next time you're in this type of situation, breathe, and breathe fucking loudly. It's okay to make noise when you breathe. Breathe so, till you feel the breath in your stomach. A full breath like that, and I guarantee your dick will get like 5% hard. Do 20 breaths like that, your dick will be hard. It's simple as that. This is not a testosterone issue. I recommend, nah, 100%. I know for a fact this is not a testosterone issue. About the girl, I don't think you should do anything with her. She's a degenerate, and I think deep down you know that. Losing your virginity should, in my opinion, be something you do with a long-term partner or with your future wife. I really advise you not to have sex with this girl. You can stay in contact with your friend. He seems to be on the path of discovering self-improvements. Maybe you can give him a self-improvement book as a gift. Being in a rut sometimes can happen. It's part of the process. It's normal to overthink things, but do your best to let it go. Stefan said, in my opinion, you struggled in that situation because you weren't comfortable. You were a virgin, she was a stranger, and you were in a damn boiler room. Most people struggle with getting it up in more intimate situations, so I think the environment's fault. Hamza even mentioned he struggled with keeping erections alive when he was fucking outdoors, even after a ton of experience with girls. You know that girl is not wife material, so why would you waste your time? Instant versus delayed gratification, my friend, which one would you rather do? Now, about the rut, it's normal. Life goes up and down. That's the beauty of it. Start stacking wins and your mental health will go back up. A habit tracker on the wall helped me a ton with this. That's very good advice. Aman said, you'd rather be like this than be consumed with lust and have fucked her. W that you didn't, bro. Not true. If I'm honest, and like it's really cute what all this, like what we're all saying here, you know, degeneracy is bad, you know, all this. If we're totally honest, let's just be totally honest and completely unfiltered, right? He wanted to sleep with that girl, and he's upset that he didn't, and he's embarrassed. Now, whether or not he should have is a separate issue. What I will just say is, not being dominant and masculine with women drives a man insane. Like, it makes him feel like a bitch. If you're going to be waiting for your future wife, or if you're going to be dating and seeing girls casually, either way, you need to be dominant and masculine with women. You can't ever have a situation like this, because it will literally play on your mind for months, if not even years, of like, you know, like just feeling like a chump, that there's a girl who wants you and you didn't know. Like, all of us have felt this, right? You felt this where, remember that one time in the gym or on the bus or something, there was a girl who looked at you twice and you thought to yourself, I should cold approach her, and you didn't, and you regretted it. Like, situations like this where there's a girl who genuinely really fucking wants you and you wanted her. So we can sit here and cope and say like, yeah, you know, it's degenerate or whatever, but he actually really wanted to fuck, and he's gonna feel bad as a man because he just simply couldn't. Now, morally, he can argue whether or not he should have or should, whatever, but that's a separate point. If you feel powerless next to women, if you feel like you can't even like turn yourself on, you can't turn them on, if you feel like you can't even fucking move next to them, like you have to be in this like shellfish kind of zone, that doesn't do like good things for a man. Now, in the end, butterfly effect, this might have been better for him overall. Like, it, you know, we can say it was for me, because in the end it all worked out and stuff. But still, it's like, whether or not he should sleep with this girl is an irrelevant issue. I'm not even obsessed. Like, I'm not thinking about this one particular girl. I'm thinking about that a man, if you want to have sex, should physically and physiologically be able to. It's a huge problem if when you like wanted to, which he did, you couldn't. It could have worked out for the best, fine, but it's a problem we've got to fix, because so many men are so constrained, so restricted, so tight in their bodies that they literally don't even feel like fucking men anymore. And the only thing that you can do is just sit there and slowly jerk your cock at home, because that's like and you know, you do it with a shallow breath, you do it not by moving, you do it like in complete silence, no noise, no grunting, no moving around like a natural human being would do. You do it just staying sat still. That's the big problem. All of us are focusing on the wrong thing, which is like, should you have slept with her, should you not have slept with her? You didn't, the decision's made. But the bigger thing is like, you need to stop fucking watching porn. You need to become more of a real fucking primal human being. You need to get more into your body, do breath work every single day. Just go like YouTube it, breath work. Basically, breath work is kind of like meditation, but you purposefully change the way that you breathe. In meditation, you just like breathe normally and try and follow it. In breath work, you purposely breathe like in different kind of patterns and tempos. Maybe you breathe harder, or you breathe like softer or faster or something. That really helps you to get like integrated into your body, so you feel like connected into it. You need to be next to the girls, and you need to be okay with like, for example, touching them with the, for example, you need to know like if you can flirt with a girl, you need to have like some kind of social calibration. What I'm realizing recently is like, I'm not gonna lie, the self-improvement space attracts like complete autists, like complete social retards. And it's like this echo chamber where all these like online guys will tell you like, just focus on yourself and ignore women. And I've always thought how retarded that is, that like, I've always been the guy in my videos from the start telling you like, don't ignore women. That it's such a beautiful like fun part of life. Sure, don't go out and sleep with the fucking degenerate girl in the party or the nightclub. Yeah, that's disgusting. It's not even going to be good sex either. Don't do that. But at the same time, this cope of like, oh, just ignore women, bro, it's just like this little cute mantra that pussies online tell other pussies, instead of saying, yeah, pick up the fucking courage and go speak to girls because you actually want to. All of the kids who say, oh, just ignore girls, bro, you know, just like, oh, just don't even like, you know, focus on yourself, king. All of them would wish they could learn to like flirt with a girl. They wish they could walk into the gym and have a quick flirty conversation with the gym receptionist or the gym girl there. They wish. They'd be commenting on this right now saying, actually, Hamza, I'm in the gym focused on myself like a bitch. Like, that's what like girls say these days. Like, I'm just focused on myself. You know, I don't want to be approached in the gym. Like, and guys will literally say the same thing these days because they're so feminine and like lacking libido, low testosterone. A man wants to speak to women. A man wants to be next to women. It's completely normal. You shouldn't be in this restricted thing where you can't even fucking move next to them. You don't even breathe next to them. You don't have to be a degenerate for this, but we need to, as a collective of self-improvement guys, we need to stop this bullshit of thinking that your dating life isn't part of self-improvement. It absolutely is. Should you sleep with an absolute degenerate? Of course not. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying that you shouldn't overlook how important it is to be good with girls, not to just have a bunch of casual sex, but can you speak to the opposite sex? Can you speak to them? Can you flirt? Do you feel confident and natural and comfortable around women? Because if you don't, which I promise you, if you look at the view count of this video, go and look at the view count. I'm telling you right now, 99% of guys who have viewed this video, which is probably about, what, 10,000 guys or whatever, literally can't speak to girls without feeling like scared, embarrassed, tight in the body. Are you even a man at that point if a little girl scares you? Is that the level of your manhood, your courage, that a little girl scares you so much that you're in this shock, like kind of vegetable mode where you can't move? We need to stop this bakwas, like this bullshit that self-improvement little nerds are saying, like, oh, just focus on yourself, king. Just focus on yourself. No, go and speak to girls. Go and cold approach every day. Go and get some fucking courage, man. This is a part of your self-improvement journey. Would you be watching my videos if I didn't experience this? Imagine that. Imagine if I was the good boy that all these guys, and I just focused on myself when I was younger. Would you be watching my videos? Because I'd be such a completely different person. Would I be as confident? Would I be as successful? Would I be as happy in life? Fuck no. So don't think to yourself like, oh, well, you should have just went home and read your self-improvement book. One night a week, go out and flirt with girls. Go on a date. Enjoy yourself. Like, don't go and do degenerate shit. Don't go and smoke weed or don't go and, like, you know, like get completely drunk or take hard drugs or something. But if you want to go and drink like a couple of drinks in a party, it's not bad. That's not a problem. If you're only doing it once a week maximum and preferably even less than that, it's completely fine. Too many of these like little self-improvement guys, they think they're going extreme and, you know, oh, I'm going to stay at home and do this. Truthfully, they're not fucking extreme. If we compared schedules, my schedule will show you what extreme fucking looks like. I'm almost ending work soon in the next hour or so. Think about that. I'm going to finish my work for the day before you've even fucking woke up. Now, I'm giving you this piece of advice and your Jeffrey brain is going to disagree, not because you are right, not because you have the data set, like the information, the intelligence of the world, but because what I'm telling you is harder than what you currently are doing. I'm telling you to shut up and to go and actually speak to girls because it's the harder thing to do. You're telling yourself, actually, you know, it's just a distraction. I'm just going to focus on myself. This is focusing on yourself. Think about two men. One guy just does his fucking self-improvement. The other guy does the self-improvement and also cold approaches like the hot girl that he sees, let's say once per day. Who's going to improve at the end of that after an entire year? Of course, the guy who went and approached and got that life experience. The kid who just sits at home and just watches these videos pretending to be productive. There's a reason why no one wants to watch your self-improvement videos. There's a reason why girls don't want to date you and you want to date these girls. Don't bullshit yourself. You want to be with these girls. It's just that they don't like you. And so you just say to yourself, yeah, just focus on yourself. King, if you could have one or two girls who liked you right now, you would. So don't bullshit yourself. Don't pretend like, oh, well, I don't care about girls or something. This is the biggest cope that I've tried to break for the last like 5 years, because it's so weird how like the internet spaces where all these guys are basically just pretending to be gay these days. It's so strange. Heterosexual guys are basically acting like they're gay and not wanting to like spend intimate time with women because it's almost cooler these days and you get more validation from other heterosexual guys who tell you, yeah, I don't get any girls either. Go us, bro. And inside of their own mind, like they're fucking like literally hating their life. They go to the gym, looking around at the cute gym girl, but not even holding eye contact with her, wishing they could speak to her. And then they come online saying, yeah, you know, ignore girls, bro. Just focus on yourself, bro. What are you doing? You know for a fact that this, like, you'd rather have the skill of being able to speak to girls. So go and practice it. That's the point of self-improvement. We're improving every aspect of our life. And so go and practice these skills. Don't be a complete degenerate. There's going to be one complete idiot who's commenting, twisting my words, saying, oh, well, Hamza, you shouldn't be a degenerate, bro. Like, I didn't say that. I didn't say go out and sleep with some, like, 3 out of 10 stinky pussy girl. Don't do that. But what I'm saying is you need to have the skill of being relaxed and masculine and confident next to girls, because otherwise you'll have moments like this and you will literally feel embarrassed at yourself for 6 months, for 12 months, for 1.5 years straight. So just go and actually learn how to go cold approach. Go and cold approach 100 girls, 500 girls this year, not because that's going to like get you laid, but because it'll naturalize how what it's like to be next to the opposite sex, because porn has damaged you for so long. Go and have a couple of female friends. You're not totally close with them, but they're inside of your social group, and you can talk to them like normal human beings with full breath going through your body, so you don't feel all tight up, so that when you eventually meet a really good, awesome woman, you can actually speak to her like a human being instead of being so constrained. So for all the guys here saying, oh, well, you know, she's not your wife quality or anything. Yeah, sure. But it's nice to be able to actually be around women and still like be able to breathe, right? And you're not going to get that unless you go and get some kind of practice. Don't practice by having casual sex with these girls, but practice just in public, being around them, speaking to them like normal human beings, flirt with the fucking waitress, hold eye contact with these girls. Don't overlook, because I'm telling you right now, for me personally, and you as well, because if you're watching my videos, that means you're quite similar to me. I have changed and improved significantly because of this. If you're watching my videos, that's because you're quite similar to me and my lessons have helped you already. I'm telling you right now, if I didn't add in like girls to my life when I was 17 years old, I would be a complete and utter loser. It's interesting that the biggest distraction actually made me successful. If we just took girls away from my life over the last like 8 years and I just focused on myself, guarantee I'd be fucking broke like you right now. Guarantee I wouldn't have this level of confidence, and I'd have like the level of confidence that you do right now. Guarantee it. Because I learned this hard skill of attracting girls, of speaking to them, of being confident and relaxed next to them. That made me attractive. That made me confident. It made me happy with myself. It made me feel like a man. And then when I started to create a business, when I started to make friends, it was easier. Would you have been watching my videos if from the start I was a kissless virgin, but I was trying to speak like this? Fuck no. Of course not. I guarantee I wouldn't even have like 100,000 subscribers right now. This is the problem. I see all these kids on self-improvement, making self-improvement YouTube videos. And I can just tell, it's like, who the fuck are you trying to trick? You don't even have any friends. You don't even go outside. You don't even do anything fun. All you do is go to the gym and consume content. And here you are acting like a leader, telling guys how to improve their lives. You've done nothing with your life. Other men don't want to be you. Women don't want to be with you. And so like, of course you feel bad. Of course you're anxious. It's time someone slapped young men in the face with some reality and said, you're living a fucking boring life. No wonder you're not successful in business, especially in this kind of YouTube business that so many young men are getting into, because no one wants to be you. No one wants to be you because you're a kissless virgin who's tight next to girls. Now, again, don't sleep with the degenerate. How many times do I have to say that? But there's going to be a time when you genuinely want to be with a girl and you're going to be awkward as fuck and not actually attract her. And she could have been an amazing girl, amazing partner, amazing like story, chapter in your life. And you're not going to get that because you've watched too much porn and you refuse to add in girls to your self-improvement plan. Guarantee, go look to the comments of this video and there'll be people coping exactly the way that I'm saying, still coping to this day. And you know what's interesting? Their cope hasn't even fucking helped them. They're still broke, lonely, lack of confidence, anxious, low testosterone, unhappy, and they'll literally cope in the comments and say, Hamza's wrong, even though Hamza's a millionaire who's happy with his life, who's had an amazing life experience and who is a modern day leader and has the life that I want. Hamza's wrong, and I'm 17 years old and I'm a virgin, and that's a good thing, because like, you know, being a virgin when you're young is fine, but like, I'm 17 years old and I can't speak to girls because I'm just focused on myself. There'll be people who literally argue against this, not because they rationally believe what they're saying, but because if they argue against what I'm saying, they don't have to go out and do the hard work. So if you agree with me, and you know for a fact you fucking do because this is the truth, then you need action steps. Then you need to go and actually take action on this. Then you need to open up that part of your life where you're going to go and have the courage and the potential failures of speaking to women. You're going to go embarrass yourself next to girls. You're not going to do internet bullshit, sending girls memes, DMs and stuff, Tinder. Like, that's easy shit. That's like, you know, safe behind the screen. You're going to go and sit next to girls in class and just try and like have a fun conversation with them. You're going to go and flirt with some random girl. You're going to go cold approach this girl in the mall or in the shop. You're going to go and do these difficult things. notice anyone in the comments who's being a pussy, call them a pussy, call them a Jeffrey, and know that the reason why they're disagreeing with this advice is just because they don't want to do this work. They don't, that they cope and say this isn't, like, you know, self-improvement. How is your love life not a part of your self-improvement journey? Are you mad? And this, like, you know, the red pill guys, oh, just wait 10 more years, bro, just wait 10 more years. What they're not telling you, all of them, including Chris from First Man, because I've mentioned his video, right? Chris from First Man, Andrew Tate, E-Man, or all these, like Mike Thurston, you know, all these guys are telling you, like, yeah, wait till you date seriously. What they're not telling you is they were already good with girls before they started to, like, really wait. All of these guys were, like, young chads, or they learned how to get girls when they were in their teenage years, young 20s. And then now they're in these periods where they're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to focus on myself for a bit, because they've got that knowledge that they can speak to girls. It's okay. It's like these kinds of men that are telling you, yeah, wait 10 years. They can already speak to girls, and still every month, by every, like, 1 or 2 months by accident, they're still dating a couple of girls just because it randomly just easily happens. When you're a guy, when it's easy for you to speak to girls, just randomly you'll end up like getting laid. Randomly you'll end up having another girl who's got a crush on you. I've got like 2 or 3 different girls who've got crushes on me right now. It just randomly happens. When you're good with girls, it just happens. But this idea that, oh, I'll just wait 10 years. If you think that more muscle and money is going to help you attract girls when you can't even breathe next to them, you're a fucking maniac. It's not about, oh, I need a higher SMV, I need more money, I need more muscles. Those things, of course, will help. But if you're an absolute autist next to girls, if you've never even been able to, like, flirt with a girl, then 10 years from now, it's not going to be better. It's going to be worse. So I believe that the ultimate self-improvement plan is that you're 6 days a week, you're grinding, focus on your own thing, but at least once a week, go out on a date, learn how to, like, speak to girls, learn how to flirt, learn how to make girls laugh, learn, like, the kind of, like, personality you want to have next to girls. That's part of your self-improvement journey. That's what I think you should do. Go click on the top link in the description to join Adonis Gang, which is the free community, and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.